of several that JSOC conducted each year. Like most JRXs, it was nested in an even larger ellipse exercise run by one of the U.S. military's four-star regional commands, in this case, European Command. Some JSOC personnel viewed the JRXs as essential opportunities to rehearse critical capabilities. Others thought they were counterproductive wastes of time, designed mainly to support JSOC's budget, which had been steadily growing for two decades. Born from the wreckage of 1980's Operation Eagle Claw, the United States' failed attempt to rescue its hostages in Iran, JSOC was created that same year to give the United States a standing headquarters that could run similar operations in the future. But although its power, size, and influence had increased significantly since then, on September 11, 2001, the command remained a fringe presence on the U.S. military scene, with a narrowly circumscribed set of responsibilities that included short-term counter-terrorist missions, operations to secure weapons of mass destruction, and very little else. The exercise JSOC was running that damp, overcast afternoon in Hungary typified the command's niche role at the turn of the century. The notional enemy was a hybrid force that combined elements of international organized crime and terrorism, and was trafficking in weapons of mass destruction, or loose nukes. JSOC's forward headquarters for the exercise was split between Tassar, a military airfield 150 kilometers southwest of Budapest, and Tuzla, Bosnia, the latter a holdover from the command's recent history hunting Balkan war criminals. Bolstering the JSOC force were Hungarian military elements, as well as personnel from the U.S. Army's 10th Special Forces Group, with which JSOC had become close after years of operating together in the Balkans. One exercise aim was to validate a concept called Advanced Force Operations, AFO, which was also the name of a newly established staff cell in JSOC headquarters. AFO's origins lay in the operational support troop of the Army's Delta Force, one of several secret special mission units JSOC controlled. Another such unit, the Navy's SEAL Team 6, was reconnoitering the Croatian port of Dubrovnik, from where the enemy was trying to ship the nuclear material out on a boat. The AFO cell ran the sort of missions highlighted by this JRX. Deep reconnaissance, often undercover, to prepare the way for possible direct action, kill or capture missions by larger forces. To conduct these missions, the cell could pull operators from any unit that fell under JSOC. In Jackal Cave, the AFO undercover work was largely the responsibility of the Operational Support Troop, or OST, which had pioneered this concept in JSOC. The OST operator's role was to find the targeted individuals, allowing a larger but still low-visibility force to arrive in civilian vans wielding suppressed weapons and capture or kill them. The aim in such a raid was to get in and get out without drawing too much attention so as to be able to provide plausible deniability to the local government, said a Delta source. "We're tracking terrorists," said a JSOC staff officer. "It was really a big tracking exercise, and then we'd bring an assault element in to take the target down." That assault element was Delta's A squadron, one of the unit's three ground squadrons. The squadron and a small Delta headquarters element had flown in the previous day from Pope Air Force Base, North Carolina, on two massive Air Force C-17 Globemaster III transport aircraft. The planes were still on the tarmac at Tassar, where JSOC had placed its Joint Operations Center, or JOC. JSOC's permanent headquarters was at Pope, adjacent to Delta's home post of Fort Bragg. Other exercise participants took different routes to Hungary. The JOC personnel flew over in their own aircraft, two C-141 Starlifters, referred to as J-1 and J-2, or collectively as the J-Alert Birds, while the OST operators at the heart of this low-vis exercise had taken commercial flights and used cover identities and false passports to infiltrate Europe. Some had also moved into position using the Air Force's Covered Air Unit. That unit, known within JSOC as Task Force Silver, operated a variety of civilian airframes, from small propeller